Here are the latest headlines from the Tornado Newsroom on KDDR.
I'm Jacob Just. Today is an early dismissal day for Oaks Public Schools. Classes will be dismissing at 2:30 today. The City View convenience store located at the intersection of Highway 46 and Highway 1 in Lamoure County was burglarized in the early morning hours of Sunday, December 6th. Lamoure County Sheriff Bob Fernandez says the incident is under investigation and more details would have to be released at a later date. The Dickey County Health District will be hosting a few COVID-19 testing dates in Ellendale, happening today from 10 to 11 a.m., Tuesday, December 15th from 10 to 11, and Friday, December 18th, also from 10 to 11 a.m. At this time, there will be no testing on the week of December 20th. All testing is done drive-through style on the north side of their office in Ellendale at the Dickey County Health District office, that is. You can call 349-4348 to register. People losing their house or becoming evicted remains a big concern during the pandemic. But even before the crisis, the cost of staying in a home was emerging as the most pressing need among low-income North Dakotans. That's detailed in a new report from a nonprofit, the Community Action Partnership of North Dakota. In 2006, when it last issued its needs assessment, food insecurity topped the list of concerns submitted by marginalized residents. This month, the group has released an updated report, and affordable housing now tops the list. Executive Director Andrea Olson says that need is very specific.
Rental assistance is a really high need that people experiencing poverty statewide have identified.
The study says nearly 60% of low-income residents suggested they need help paying their rent. The report's authors say while the pandemic might impact the findings, they did begin collecting data more than a year ago, indicating the issue has been building for some time. Olson says residents are especially higher in western North Dakota, suggesting the oil boom might have played a part. There's more at NewsDakota.com. That is a look at local news. For news anytime, of course, head to NewsDakota.com. I'm Jacob Just reporting.